Hey, everybody. Guess what? We're back. And the reason why the Damien's Advocate is back, because one, I'm Damien, as you can tell by my hat, which I actually had to introduce myself to someone last night by just when they asked who I was, I kind of just pointed to the hat. So bang, I'm Damien. That is the advocate over there. That is Coach Sarah. How are you, Sarah? How are you today?
I am doing swimmingly.
Swimmingly. Oh, that is a phrase that has been brought back from yesteryear. And I dig it. I like it. I want to let everybody know this is kind of a continuation from yesterday, because we went off the air. And if you don't know what we're talking about, go on the YouTube page. Go on Damien's Advocate on YouTube and you'll find last night's episode. It's not on Facebook or anywhere else. It's pretty much on YouTube and on Twitch. We left some stuff on the table, off the table. When we wanted to really talk about it, we just kind of didn't do it. And today, we both were kind of feisty in terms of communication and in terms of just wanting to really discuss the commentary that we didn't get a chance to. So, yeah. Sarah, because of the last 24 hours, apparently a lot has happened. Yes. In the last 24 hours. God. And a lot's happened in my realm, my dating realm. A lot has happened in your dating realm in the last 24 hours. I don't think it rivals us being picked up by swingers, but no. It's interesting. So I'm not gonna tell her story. I'm going to let her tell the story. But our very own Sarah, Coach Girl Friday, went on OkCupid last night. Finally.
Tinder. I did Tinder for the first time. That was my mistake.
You did not tell me you did Tinder. I just thought it was OKC.
No. I downloaded three of them. So let me explain, first of all.
Please.
I yesterday had this realization about my dating issues. I have not been dating. I have not been on dating apps recently. They just make me sick. We're on some like group on Facebook for single people.
Dallas Wingman, what's good?
Oh my God.
And we'll get into that too.
I can't stand being on there. Like, it's super cringy to me. I hate it all. And I was getting a lot of anxiety about dating apps and that freaking page. And so I dealt with my counselor. I talked to my coach and therapist yesterday. And it basically came down to the fact that the main reason I didn't want to date, there was a lot of fear involved. And it was fear of, oh, I don't want someone to validate my own insecurities that I find in myself. And I was like, you know what? That's a really silly reason not to date. So I'm going to just try it. Mm-hmm. And then I remembered another reason I haven't been on these apps 24 hours later.
Which was what, Sarah? Can you please let the audience know what exactly happened on said apps?
Yo, men, you are gross. Y'all are gross. It is not PG. We are on Facebook.
By the way, Jeannie says you have a cute top.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I don't get to wear this one often. And I decided to wear it today. I was asked very explicitly to perform some sexual acts that I was not willing or wanting to do, and some I have never even heard of before, that I was like, what is this? What do you want to do? What? We haven't even had coffee. Like, it is 10 a.m., sir.
At 10 a.m.?
10 a.m. What? Then this is multiple times, 24 hours on the app. I have seen way more male parts than I have wanted to see.
Oh, I was just going to ask you, did you get sent a unsolicited picture of the male orifice?
Oh, yes. Mm. Oh, yes. It's been a few weeks since that's happened. The other one was, you were with me.
Whoa. That was not the one that sent it. No,
you weren't the one, but you were with me when I received one.
That was a free play.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I was like, no.
I believe that is accurate.
Yes, Christy, lots of Eiffel Tower pictures. 24 hours on dating apps. And I was like, oh, there's another reason I'm not on these. It's not my just my insecurities. It's I don't want to deal with this. So
yeah, I gotta chime in here real quick. Mm-hmm. Just I'll let you finish your story, and I'll just say this. Fellas, what are y'all doing? What in the name of all that is holy are you doing sending Eiffel Tower photos? I know this happens. Nothing I know holy. It's been done for a while, but these Eiffel Tower photos unsolicited or even solicited, why are you sending that anyway?
That's dangerous.
That's number one. Number two, because you told me off air. Shut up, Christel. I'm going to let you finish. that's funny. I'm going to let you finish. But I'm just going to say, gentlemen, what are you doing? Please knock that off. And I'm going to let you finish your story now. But I do have a comeuppance to get back to. But go ahead.
Oh, that's I can't go into detail about some of the things that were sent to me. They were.
Oh, please try.
let me see. How do I... do you? I didn't know this. Listen, I'm really. Do you know what sloppy seconds are?
Yes.
I didn't.
Wait, you mean the sexual term or the term?
Uh-huh. No, sexual term.
Oh, yeah, I knew that before you sent me what he had sent you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. What? Okay.
So for those who are uninclined, I'll try to spare Sarah the trying to describe it. I'll be as nice as possible.
Oh, it was already described to me in great detail this morning at 10 a.m.
Oh, so Topher knows what that means. So for those who are uninitiated, sloppy seconds is basically when you're running a race, right? And you purposely want to come in second. In said
Why?
Race after Why? Someone's already crossed your personal finish line. Is that accurate?
Yep.
Chris, Delp wants to know if you're gonna vomit.
I'm pretty close. Again, my mind's eye is traumatized. I guess I'm just vanilla. I'm pretty vanilla.
Is that the word vanilla?
I like to think I'm not vanilla, and then I get on dating apps and I'm like, oh no, I'm pretty darn vanilla. I'm gonna stick to it.
Stick to it as opposed to
No. No, can you tell how uncomfortable I am right now?
Well, I can tell, because when we talked off air, for everybody who doesn't know, we talked off air about this stuff, and I'm just laughing. I'm laughing and apologizing also for, you know, the male species. But Sarah sent me text messages when we of these things, and she's yelling, and she's like, what the hell, Damien? I don't understand. And look, this is a whole new world for Sarah. She has not dated. She got married young. This is a new venture. She's very, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I can't read. I'm blind as a bat.
Well, Delp is saying, I'd like to be Vanilla Bean at some point, but I'm not there yet. As opposed to being vanilla. He's like, oh, I'll level up to Vanilla Bean. That's okay. That's a flavor. I don't know what Rocky Road would mean. Never mind.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, folks, this is why Sarah and I needed to talk about this, because she had problems processing this, that men would actually send this. But ladies, I know this happens. It's dumb. Yeah. It's stupid.
Here, this is the whole thing with the show. I'm having a hard time processing human nature, I guess. I did not realize humans were this way. It's like I've been inside of what's that show? Is it Kimmy Schmidt? Or I've been inside of this
bubble?
I don't even know. Hole.
Cocoon.
And I've just been taken out of this cocoon, and now I'm experiencing life for the first time, and I don't know what to do. with women, with men. I'm so lost on all of y'all's behaviors. They make zero sense to me. I had to apologize to you today for female behavior. What? That's a loss for words right there. That's where I'm at. Here's my thing, men. Do you know how dangerous it is to send naked pictures of yourself in general? Whether it is asked for or not? That is out there forever now.
It's prosecutable, first off.
Yep. Yeah, you did. Just be careful. Be careful.
How about you just don't do it? Stop flashing your meat sacks all over the freaking internet. We'll be fine as long as you don't do that. Your meat curtains, your meat sacks, your ball sacks, whatever you want to call it. Keep it to yourself.
Yep. Stop it. Listen.
Have you ever had a really good dating experience, Sarah? Because I'm confused. Because it seems as if you've never been on a really good date before.
Oh, that's accurate. I mean, I've been on maybe one or two.
Okay. That's fair.
That is accurate. That is a fair thing to say. There's not been too many good dates I've been on. So I'm very, very hesitant, and I'm okay with that. I'd rather take it super slow and be safe. We talked about this in the show yesterday about safety being a big thing for me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Safety. I must stay safe.
So I'm thinking of a particular moment where we were at Sherlock's and we saw that guy.
That guy.
That guy.
He's not safe.
So for those who don't know, a long time ago we talked about this on the show, but there was a gentleman sitting to my right.
Yeah.
He was on a date. First, I'll bring his laptop to the date. Okay, fine, sure, whatever. I believe it was a first date. But when you're sitting there eating your pretzel bites like we were, talking trash about sports and whatnot, the gentleman, and I'll use that term very loosely, asked the lady that was with him if he wanted to go back to his apartment, basically to get it on. Within, and he was more blunt about it than me saying it that way. He was a little bit more risque and used the F word, essentially. So
in a matter of 3 minutes of her being there.
Yes. Politely, she declined. Better than me, because I would have lost my shit.
She's my hero.
She was a pro. But the man literally was the physical embodiment of what you think a guy looks like sending a dick pic, thinking it's going to go well for them.
Yeah.
All right, so Delp says he has some unsolicited advice for you.
Please, Delp, I will take all the advice.
People act on a scale, percentages of kinky. Don't let your anecdotal experiences overly influence your dating going forward. Also, expect more Nixon pics. Sad face.
Yeah, I'm not expecting those to go away. The fact that they don't faze me that much is sad. It's just when I get them that's shocking to me. And I'm like, oh, that was not expected. It is 10 a.m. And if you don't know this about me, I'm not a morning person.
No, you are not. You are not. You are grumpy in the morning. Yep.
Mm-hmm. My kids know. They learn very early. I'll never forget my daughter coming in here one morning when we first moved into our apartment. She was like, hey, mama. And I turned and looked at her. She's like, I'm going to wait till you've had coffee, and walked out. My kids know. She's five.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's five.
Yeah, she's five. I'm not a morning person. And that first thing in the morning, no, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me in the morning. I don't even.
Do you mind sharing with the audience when you received that one Nixon pick when we were at Free Play? What was that was about?
That was a friend of mine.
Oh, a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is this Addison dude?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Crazy ex-girlfriend, Addison dude.
Uh-huh.
Oh, goodness Lord.
Yep. That was what that was. He had just gotten back from a trip and was like, hey, I'm back in town. I was like, great. Hope you had a great trip. And then the next thing, boom. Oh, man. and Delta then the response was oops.
Well, oops. He pretended to say it was an oops situation. Oops.
That's female nature. Sorry.
Well, Delp says, was it sent at 10 a.m. or 4 a.m. and you woke up to them? That's when I end up seeing hashtag unsolicited pictures.
4 a.m. It was sent at 10 a.m. I woke up around 9. So I was awake and then it was sent at 10 a.m.
Chris, Delp, does that mean you get unsolicited photos at 10 a.m. or 4 a.m. as well?
Listen, dudes get dick pics too. Especially if you're someone in like a face of a community or you have a following in some way, it happens. I have friends that are like, yeah, I wake up and there's like 10 dick pics on my phone. I'm like, what? You're straight. Yeah. They just are trying to turn me. I'm like, okay. It happens. It happens to everyone.
This is fascinating. Like the fact that something like this happens is fascinating. And I know I might be a little bit naive to it because the way I date is not like this. I have not dated like this. I'd like to think I'm a little bit old-fashioned in the pre-swiping realm of, hey, do you want to grab coffee? Do you want to go play pool? Something where we can talk, laugh, people watch. No phallical, you know, remembrances, none of that.
Have you gone on a date where you've gone, no one's ever asked me to go play pool. That sounds like fun. Women's in the...
Oh yeah, no, I've gotten it. Mm-hmm. I have received hoo-ha photos more often than I'm willing to admit.
Listen, here's the thing. I'm gonna be straightforward with you. None of your down under parts are good looking. None of them. Not female, not male. They are not attractive things. No. I'm sorry. Women's are even worse. Like, stop it.
For those who can't see on the podcast version, I am literally doing the tentacles, which is my code for the meat curtains.
Stop and calling them that.
Mm-hmm, y'all know what that means.
This is why I became a vegetarian. Right here. Yep.
Meat curtains was the reason you became a vegetarian?
Stop saying it. Yes. Listen, we can't go have sushi now with the little
Oh, the tokoyaki?
With the steak yeah. Sushi. It's ruined for me.
Ruined, I say.
Oh, gross.
But no, look, man, the swiping culture. And I remember when I was married, that's when Tinder first started really popping up back in the day. And I would hear people at the bar I used to frequent, talk about Tinder as if it was Shangri-La for hookup culture. And that's what it was designed for. So when people tell me about actually meeting worthwhile dates on Tinder, I was taken aback by it because who knew? But apparently that it still got the hookup culture element added to it. Places like Hinge, Bumble, Tinder,
yeah.
Plenty of I'm sure still around. You're on OkCupid.
I can't figure out OkCupid. But yeah, Hinge is supposedly not as bad. I met one person on Hinge and that person ended up being crazy. Like,
oh, I know who this
fine.
Is.
Yeah, it I was fine at first and ended up being crazy. Bumble was where I met most people. And Facebook dating has an app. Or Facebook has an app. It's Facebook dating. And
that's a thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's hooked up with your Facebook and it's like friends of friends. And
so Delp wants to know, you haven't received the kinky veggie pictures yet?
I have not. I have not. I don't wish them upon myself either.
I don't wish them on anyone.
I'm sure men could get more kinky veggie pictures than women would. Ugh. Use your imagination. I'll let you.
I don't.
Next time we go shopping, I'll help you with that. I'll explain.
What, like cucumbers and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, no good. I'm good.
Yep.
I'm all right.
Don't ruin cucumbers for me.
24 hours. If you had to give it a grade of your experience so far on dating apps,
D.
What would you give it? A D?
Literally. D.
Oh, Vindy.
Honey.
I adore you.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. I think I talked to one nice person and we talked about Marvel, because that's what I spent my night doing last night, rewatching Infinity Wars and Endgames, which ended my night in absolute tears. And because it's the best freaking thing on the planet. So we had a long conversation about what Marvel characters we like the most. And that was, I'm like, okay, this is cool. This is cool. And was that one a tender? I don't know. I think so.
The question is, do you want to stay on these apps? I think that's the main question.
I don't know. I don't want to stay on the apps. I don't. And this is something I had to admit to myself yesterday, that I actually do want to be in a relationship, which I hate admitting, and I hate admitting I'm here. Ugh, gross. And I would rather not be on these apps. I very much would rather not be on these apps. I'd rather meet someone organically. But unfortunately, I don't know that that happens anymore. I've heard stories about this. They go to a bar, they see someone they're attracted to, pull out their Tinder app, and shorten their location so they can find that specific guy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, no.
Instead of just going and talking to them.
Okay. Can you tell No.
This is the way of the world, unfortunately. It's hard for us old-fashioned folks. Back in my day, I'm not that old. That's the crazy thing. I'm not that old.
I think it's because you dated sheltered. I think that's the main reason. You dated very sheltered. As we've said on the show, you were married at 20. So you didn't have a chance to quote Marino, you didn't have your 5 minutes of hoeing before you got married.
I did not have my 5 minutes of hoeing. Never did that. not before marriage.
Yeah, Topher, yes. I know exactly how you met your wife. You pulled her up on the dance floor.
I know. I like that story. I hope you had a great night last night, by the way, with your birthday dinner.
And tequila, I'm sure.
And tequila, I'm sure. That's always a good time.
Dating is weird. Mm-hmm. Dating is weird. Talking to women, for me, is weird.
Really?
Because of course. Because for as much as, and Topher can probably say this, he'll say that I'm this personable, outgoing, charismatic human being. But for me, it's, I just talk to people. But to talk in that realm of, sup, girl, that's not me. You know what I'm saying? I can speak to anybody. I can talk to any attractive person, walk up to them, strike up a conversation. But to be quite honest, it's more of a, do I even want to try at this point? Because how you had this epiphany of you want to be in a relationship?
I don't want to be. Yeah. No, I'm the same. I can talk to anyone. I mm-hmm. talk to everyone all the time. I'm a bartender. I just talk to them. But do I know? Well, I clearly do know how to flirt, because I told my flirting story yesterday, but it's not my forte. It's not what I do. It's not you. I guess I'm the person that needs the man. And this may upset you. I need the man to make the move first.
Stop that. Nope, you punks.
I know it's gonna piss you off, but it's just me. It's not like a. I need to overcome fear. It's a rejection thing. I'm terrified to be rejected. Simple as that. So I just rather not. I am. It's not that. Yeah. I'm just scared to walk up to a guy. I don't know how to do it. Like, I know how to flirt and put a smile on and do the Pantene right. hair flip, but mm-hmm. that's it. Like, I don't know how to go from there. So,
see, Delp is right. Like, I know Delp well enough, and you know Delp well enough, where he mm-hmm. converses with people. Mm-hmm. That's him naturally being who he is. And yeah. I will say this, Delp has a weird magnetic personality thing where people are just drawn to talking to him
yeah.
because it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating to talk to.
Yeah. I don't know. It's probably something because that's now the thing. Women make the move first. I'm just not very good at it.
Bring it on. So, okay. So we have three Chris's in the chat today, which is a weird thing, but Chris Tranquilo says people don't know how to equally keep the conversation alive and are afraid of asking questions.
Yeah, I'm not.
This is true.
I'll ask anything, especially if there's buzzballs involved. Everyone gets interviewed.
You might want to preface buzzballs are an alcoholic beverage for those who don't know. Yes. You're not buzzing the balls. Just throwing it out there for the folks at home.
Is that a thing?
And thank you, Topher. Yes, thank you for saying that's very nice of you to say that I'm one of the best conversationalists you know beside your wife.
That's why he's one of my best friends right there, because I like to have conversations.
Remember when the buzzball incident, you were asking every man in that bar if you could be an animal or a liquid, what liquid or animal you would be?
Yes, everyone.
It's funny. So that's a good question for anyone who never answered that at the bar, or people who have never heard this. Sarah wants to know if you could be a body of a liquid, just a liquid.
Any sort of liquid.
So you could be ragu sauce. You could be whatever you want. What would it be? And I'm intrigued. I am intrigued by what the answers are.
Someone brought up the buzzball is weekend or whenever we were there the other day at the bar. That Thursday night. And I was talking about, I just interview everyone. And they're like, what questions did you ask? And I said the liquid one. And I had a guy come up to me and his answer was KY jelly. That was his answer. That's the liquid he would be. This is the guy that also asked to see my entire face.
Oh, nice. Okay, Topher, we know you want to be tequila. I think that's
enough. I asked you this, Topher, because that's my answer as well. That is my answer as well, for sure.
But that makes no sense. Tequila, you like to drink tequila. So what? You want to go down someone else's throat and make them happy?
Hang on. Because I could take this a lot of ways. And I'm going to be... No. Everything. Tequila makes everything more fun. I would be tequila because I like to make everything more fun. That's why.
Okay. That's fair. And Tranquilo said a Shirley Temple, which, what is that? I forget. I might be old, but I don't know that.
It's like a fruity cherry. It's not something I drink. It's sweet. I remember my brother when he's such a dumbass. I love him. When he was 14, we went on a cruise. Maybe he was, mm-hmm. He was 12. Because I was 16.
He was drinking on a cruise, wasn't he?
Yes, we were on a cruise, and he'd walk up to the bar, 12-year-old, and order Virgin Shirley Temples, and just sit at their bar trying to pick up these older ladies. A 12-year-old, my brother. Love that boy. He's a mess. He's now a pastor.
Oh, that took a turn.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. He's a good guy. I'll never forget that. When I think of Shirley Temples, I think of my brother and his flirting with girls, older women at 12 on a cruise ship. Because we were just let go wild and free.
Wait, but were these like senior citizen women or younger? Oh,
no, Oh, yeah. He's always been this player. The older protective sister, I've supposedly traumatized him just because you know me, I'm protective, and I was protective of my brother. And there was one girl he was dating in high school that I was like, no. I made it very clear. I trash talked her. I trash talked him. Like I let them know. I was very clear about my feelings of it all. And my brother in that moment, I think, was like, I'm not inviting you to my wedding, Sarah. And he technically didn't invite me to his wedding.
You crashed your own brother's wedding?
Mm-hmm. Everyone knew, too, because he brought it up, I guess. He told everyone, my sister's shown up. She's not actually invited, but I want her here. My kids were in the wedding.
That's weird.
Yeah, we've healed since then and grown, but he was quite upset at me. He was just going to stick to it. He's like, I owe my younger self to not invite you to my wedding.
Ah, so just being petty. Okay.
Yeah, he's just being petty.
Petty James, got you. Are you ready for more unsolicited advice from Chris?
I'm always welcome for his unsolicited advice.
Okay, so more unsolicited advice for Sarah. if you rely on guys to make the first move, you are limiting yourself significantly, and who might date you, and you are also limiting yourself to a higher percentage of different types of people, i.e., they are all that bold. Those you might date, then more of them, then more of them are as bold as the President Nixon. Okay. So basically, the bold guys you wind up dating are the ones that send you Nixon pics. Got it.
You're probably not wrong. It's my own, honestly. It's something I have to overcome, because it's not me. I'm willing to talk to a guy. I will sit there and talk all day long, but I won't. It's taking that step further of, hey, let's. You want to go out?
Is it the rejection thing?
Yeah, 100%.
We gotta do it all the time. Welcome to the world.
I know. Rejection I'm dealing happens. With it now. That was my whole reason of not wanting to date, because I didn't want to validate my own self-worth issues. I didn't want to go out and have a guy tell me, yeah, you're not worth it, because of exactly how I was feeling, which is not healthy, which is why I got on the dating apps 24 hours ago.
All right. Tranquilo says, before making the first move, I would be the first to admit to let the woman know that I'm interested in her. So he would throw out feelers.
Oh, okay. Yes. And here's the thing. I'm really bad at picking those up. So like one of the worst. I'm clueless. It's awful. I'm really clueless on it. Unless you're very evident of, oh, I would be KY jelly liquid and can I see your entire face kind of thing. Like that one's kind of evident to me. And I was like, oh. But yeah,
Doug goes, you aren't in a vacuum. You are this way for a reason. Just analyze the why always. That's true.
Analyze why. You know what, Chris? You need to be on this show.
Yeah, we have to get Delp on the show just because he has such a unique perspective. And I would love to just hear his feedback on a lot of this stuff, because he himself is dating as well. And it's odd. It's just an odd world we live in. So I want to go back really quick. Jeannie said she would be Coke and grenadine. That's an interesting combination.
Coke and grenadine. You should make that at the bar. I can make that.
Sprite and grenadine by Mitchell.
Sprite and grenadine. Why do you guys like grenadine? I can't stand grenadine.
Ugh, Mitchell, like were you at Free Play last night? Because I could have sworn I saw you. And I'm sorry if I didn't come and
say
hi.
Who was there the other day? But yeah, grenadine. That's cherry though. I don't know. Not my favorite.
J. Kim, hey, what's going on?
What up? By the way, we have a lot of Free Play people on here. I made a post about this. I adore every single one of you. You guys are safe people, and I'm extremely grateful for every single one of you. I just want to put that out there.
Okay, so Coke and Grenadine's a Shirley Temple.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why I don't like Shirley Temples. It's cherry. Mm. Coke and Grenadine.
And Delp says he hasn't figured out dating. None of us have.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's, you know, we try to make this all black and white. This is how you should do it. This is how you shouldn't do it. We try to make these lines, but it's so gray. And everyone, it involves people and everyone's so different and brings something unique to the table. We're always bringing things to this table. It's going to make it different for everyone. Like, you can go get advice from older people, but you're going to get a different advice from every single person. One partner is going to be like, yeah, just choosing her and making sure you laughed was enough. And another person was like, it wasn't worth it. Stay single. Like, you're going to get different perspectives because you're different people with different life experiences. And it's hard. Dating's hard. I don't like it.
Okay, Jeannie, thank you for telling me what's in the Shirley Temple. I didn't know. Okay, great. That's what they're saying. They're not saying that's the liquid they would be. They were just telling me what's in the Shirley Temple.
What liquid would you be? What was the other question I asked everyone? It was
what animal?
If you could be any living creature specifically. Yeah.
And I told you what I was, because it makes perfect sense.
I do not remember at all.
Vulture.
Do you remember my answer?
No, I don't.
It was a lion.
Oh, stop it.
but I'm not going to tell you why because it's inappropriate to say on here.
Okay, so Jeannie's saying she's a polyamorous, lots of experiences, and dating is still a pain in the ass, but also worth it when it clicks.
That's true. When it clicks, it is worth it. That's true. That is very true.
I applaud people who are in polyamorous relationships because I don't have the patience for one person sometimes, let alone multiple people.
You and I have had this conversation about can we mentally handle it?
My ex-wife brought it up to me once. She actually brought it up. She said, hey, would that be something you would be interested in? I know why you're laughing, but I just was never interested in it. No, good.
Yeah. I mean, my ex-husband was enough to juggle. Like, I never cheated because it's too much. When I'm with someone, I give them a lot, mentally, physically, emotionally, and it's just a lot.
I know exactly why you're saying that's an effing fact about me, about sometimes it's hard to deal with one person. You know too, Sarah. You know too. Yeah. Who was I dealing with last? So Delp wants to know, is local honey considered a liquid?
Yeah. Honey is a liquid. You would be local honey, so you help fight allergies, supposedly.
Womp, womp. What's a shoe bill? Chris, what's a shoe bill? You said you would be a shoe bill. What is that?
I'm going to look it up. Oh, so, is that the animal?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
I appreciate your faith in me. Let's look this up.
By the way, you and Toph are both side at the same time. dating is fun. Dating is fun. But I want to transition real quick, Sarah, because you actually had a topic you wanted to bring to the proverbial table that I didn't really have much input on.
It's an animal.
If you would like to expound upon that, that would be great.
I don't even remember. I got on this dating app thing. What were we talking about?
Before we came on, I said that you can lead the discussion on that because I really didn't have a horse in the race.
Yes. We were watching a YouTuber this morning and he brought up an interesting term.
That makes me think.
Mm-hmm. And it was called, what is it? The
trophy dating?
Trophy mentality.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Trophy mentality. And I had to stop and think about it and it was specifically with women. I'm sure men do this too. Yes, they do. I call it a dick measuring contest. And this is basically the female version of the trophy mentality. The mentality that I am better than you, better than all these women. I'm good looking, which there's a difference between being confident and believing you are beautiful and walking around like you're better than everyone else.
Okay.
And that you're entitled to more because you are physically attractive, which is not a talent, by the way.
They're putting themselves on their own pedestal while thusly being a trophy for others to claim.
The trophy mentality, and this is what a lot of Red Pill talks about, honestly, is walking around like you're a trophy, but, oh, I can always get better. Like, oh, you're great. We click. You're fantastic. But I don't let you make enough money, so I go over here and find someone that makes more money. And just
hypergamy.
Yep, hypergamy. Continuing to trade up and find a better version until you realize that shiny trophy that was only based on your looks is starting to rust a little bit. It's starting to get chipped and broken apart. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, but I know that I'm worth more, but you based all your value on your looks and you were entitled and you didn't see value in other people. That's a problem. Having this trophy mentality, this entitlement in dating, it's going to screw you in the end. It may be fun for a moment. It's going to screw you in the end. 100%.
That's why I don't date like that. No, I'm good. I'm just taking it all in because you and I typically, we analyze content for this show. Yeah. And a lot of it is eye-opening. And I didn't I didn't want to admit to myself that that personality would trump everything in terms of dating. Maybe back when I started dating at 25, 26, you know, dating seriously. But as I've gotten older, I've come to the realization that, especially Dallas, I can say this, especially Dallas, there is so much branch swinging, and it doesn't even matter if you're a good person. It doesn't even matter that you are a good human. You would be good to your partner. You take care of them, blah, blah, blah. I told you, what's your credit score, was asked by a woman I went on a date with. That's the first thing they asked me. And when they found out I usually manage nonprofits or direct nonprofits, they said, well, what's your income cap? Because that doesn't seem like you make a lot of money doing that. And sorry, that took me for a loop when I heard that for the first time.
I don't understand that mindset. I don't know why. I've got to analyze it, because I don't understand that mindset.
But it is what it is.
It is. Their main interest and focus is money. And honestly, when I go through this content, I text you all the time. There's no way this is real. Women are actually like this. And then I go out in the world. I'm like, God, women are actually like this. Why? Please. And girls, if you are not like this, please let me know. I need to not feel alone in this.
Sarah was so alone.
I can't be. Like, I hear two things. I hear, yeah, money is important, and I want them to make the money because I need that security. Okay, that's your priority. Then I hear, oh no, money is not important to me. But then they want this being put up on a pedestal kind of thing, and then it ends up, like, there's got to be an in-between. You've got to actually, I don't know, because I hear all the time, no, money's not important to me. I just really want a really nice guy that's really sweet and loves me and blah, 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 and, you know, which is fine. Honestly, there are such things as sweet guys that'll be true to who they are. They exist. They have to exist. I'm going to hope so.
I want to take a half step back, because Chris Delp said that he was straight up dumped by someone who looked at his pay stub, a previous job than the one he has now, but sad nonetheless. Wow. Wow. You're pay stub.
Why am I so nosy? Why am I so nosy, first of all? No.
That actually is a good question, Sarah, and I think I know the answer. Well, are you the kind of person that, if you're invited to a guy's house, do you rummage through their things?
No. Why would I? No. I don't want people doing that to my stuff. Like, I don't have anything to hide, but why? Don't be so goddamn nosy. Stop. Why? Mind your own business. Let that person open up to you. Don't freaking force that. Listen, you guys gotta stop forcing shit. You gotta stop forcing physical stuff. You gotta stop forcing relationships. Stop forcing things. God, you're a son of a...
I agree with Topher. It's not a complete show until Sarah takes off her glasses and Uggs.
Yeah. I didn't have that happen yesterday. Ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Sitting here forcing stuff to happen. You can't force shit. You can't, it's a control thing. I got to control and see who they really are. So I'm going to go rummage through their shit. I'm going to rummage through their phone. Stop. Fucking stop. Oh, stop. Okay, I'm done. I'm off.
You're back. You're good. Mm-hmm. So Jeannie brings up a good point, because she runs nonprofits also, and men always find that impressive. They never bring up salary. This is a woman thing for sure.
It is a woman thing. Unfortunately.
Because from the content we've watched, the prevailing factor is men don't give two craps about the woman's salary. They don't give two craps about their education. As long as they're not just a hood booger, for lack of a better term, we'll start there.
Yeah, but you know what? Women don't care as much about that men do.
Mm-hmm.
Physical looks. So,
Delp says, I just want to build, so tired of starting over, wasting my time and resources. Thank you very much. And meanwhile, my married friends just moved into a mansion. Is that boat guy? Nope. Boat guy moved into a mansion?
Listen, I am all about that building. That's the biggest thing is building. And we talk about this. That's what, not everyone looks at relationships like this apparently, is I want to, at the end of my life, not look back at all the partners I've had. I want to look back at a life I've built with my partner, my person, and said, yeah, that was a crazy road, but look what we did, and we did it together. That's, for me, is the goal. But most people aren't thinking like that. I've learned that recently, that most people, they're not thinking long-term.
Nope, they're not, but that's fine. That's okay. So tranquilo, see, this is true. Make matters worse, they ask the parents ask questions about how much the dude makes. My God.
Oh, let's get on this one. I'm excited about this.
Okay, no, I'm gonna briefly do a once over on this.
Go ahead.
There is a particular culture of women I have dated in the past. You know exactly what this is.
I do.
Where I do. The parents were literally the marionettes in the relationship, trying to control things regarding my finances, regarding how much of a real man I was. And I thought it was a one-off. Then I started dating another woman from that same cultural background. And again, it happened. That was twice. And you would have thought I would have learned my lesson. But you know what they say? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me a third time, I'm a dumbass. The third time I tried this.
You're not a dumbass, but.
Same thing. Because the parents wanted to know how much I made. All this other stuff that had nothing to do with, I'm actually good to your daughter. I'm actually a secure male who is a guiding influence, who isn't going to beat my chest like an asshole or beat your daughter for one. But, you know, David, how much you make? Oh, you're going to make six figures or not? Oh, well, if you're not going to make six figures, don't bother dating my daughter. I shit you not.
Oh, my God. Few things. A few things.
First, thanks, Chris. I am a dumbass. Thank you.
You're not a dumbass. I'm going to disagree with you there. First of all, you guys want healthy relationships? Get your freaking parents out of your goddamn relationships. Stop. Stop it. Stop. Get them out. You know, love your parents. Have them be a part of your life. Don't let them control everything. Be freaking adults. Be an adult. Woo, let me tell you. And my ex won't deny this. That was our number one problem. Marionette parents that controlled everything. Everything. I will tell the story. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I was pregnant with my first child. I'm pregnant with my first child. And we are discussing about my delivery.
Oh, I know this. Okay.
My ex-mother-in-law was like, yeah, well, I'll be in there. And I was like, no, you're not going to be in there. And it was, oh, well, I've been there for all my grandchildren. I deserve to be there for this one. That's. And I was like, I set my boundary. No, you're not going. This is not your time to shine. I'm the one pushing a freaking baby out my hoo-ha. All right. This is not about you. How are you going to do that to me? That's just not fair. This is not about you. Then got the entire family to guilt trip me, including my husband at the time. No. I walked away. I left the house. And this is not about you. Stop with this.
That's a cultural thing. That has to be a cultural thing.
Maybe. I was hesitant about dating people of that ethnicity for a while because of that. It was constant. A constant. Parents have to have the fingers in a relationship. It's not your parents' relationship. Do not let them live your relationship because they're not happy in theirs. No.
I learned my lesson early when my girlfriend from college, I brought her home to meet my parents. And the first words out my mom's mouth to her were, well, you know, my son could get a better looking girl than you, right?
awful. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious. I don't know, depending on the person, mm-hmm. if this person is an awful person and I know it, I don't know that I wouldn't say that to one of my
friends. Just on looks though, but just on looks. The minute,
just on
the,
looks, no, that's
just
a different.
On look. And then my mom looked at me and says, how come you can't get a good looking girl like so-and-so does? This was at 20. Damien at 20 getting his dreams crushed.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that happened to you. But listen, if you're a parent, stop it. I mean, it's one thing when they're in high school. If they're out of your house, man, let them learn and grow. Be there when they fall down, but stop doing that. You can't control it. You can't control it. Mm. I had a parental figure in my life. Tell me one time when I was first started dating that I could not date a paramedic because they did not make enough.
Oh, I know this one. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it pissed me off. Yeah, I was like, excuse me, I can take care of myself. Yeah, you could, but it's not easy as a woman. You need to have a man make more money than you. I was like, no, I'm out, because I don't want to be owned. I don't want to be owned. I don't want to be with someone because they make money. That's ownership, right? It basically means they bought you.
I have a question for you. And it was something that while you were talking kind of resonated with me. And after all the content we've watched and the shows we've done, the people we've talked to. Can love actually exist in today's dating climate? Or is it strictly a business decision?
When it comes to marriage?
Sure.
I believe love can exist. I do. 100% believe that.
Can it thrive?
Can it thrive? Depends on the people. Depends on the people. It depends on if they're on the same page. It depends on if they're willing to grow together. That's a big thing. When one person stops growing, you're going to grow apart. It depends on, it's hard for it to thrive. I won't say it's not possible. I'm saying it's hard.
Because I'll be the first to admit, I was one of those people that swore that love would win the day because that's what we were inclined and conditioned to think. No, love's not enough. And that's actually really sad when you think about it.
I don't think love's enough.
That love's not enough.
I guess people don't understand what love is. We could choose. This is about to get deep. It is a choice. It is a choice that you find a person that you just, their soul, for whatever reason, their soul is beautiful to you and you love their soul and you want the best for that person. And it's a choice that when that person is not necessarily acting in their best, you still love them. I mean, they talk about, this is rare. I know it's rare. I know it's completely, I know this one. It's rare. It's been rare for someone to have an unconditional love. There's a difference between unconditionally loving someone and what was it? I was thinking about this the other time. I can love someone even if they are hurting me. That doesn't mean I go back to that person. If they're abusive, you can still love that person, but you have to set your boundaries. It's not sacrificial love. And that's what people, I think, are what we think love is. It's like, oh, we have to sacrifice everything. No, you shouldn't. Unconditional love is loving someone for who they are, good, bad, the ugly. And it's a choice. It's a choice. It's not an easy choice. Sacrificial love is decreasing who you are for that person and lowering yourself for that person. And it shouldn't be that way. That's not healthy.
And Jeannie hit the nail on the head. That's how I view love now. It's you can love a person and still not be able to be with them anymore.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's true. Very, very true.
Delp says, my love goes around. It's not limited to my partner. I love each and every person I've loved. I want them to have their best life, even if it's over there.
Yeah. And yeah, it's true. I mean, you and I talk about this too with relationships. I will never, one, because it wasn't healthy, but I will never have another relationship like I did with my ex. That was to that person. You have to build something with another person, and it's not, you can still love that person, but it's over. And everyone's got their own unique relationship and love, and it is a choice. It's a choice. Mm-hmm. So,
Tranquilo goes, I believe it's good to witness us not at our best yet, but to grow from that to become better, which is true.
100%.
Unconditional love is accepting one another, pros and cons. Just know we can't change, I'm assuming change them completely.
Yes.
And that's part of the problem. People want these stylized versions of their partner as opposed to just, like we say in psychology and counseling, meeting your client where they're at.
Yeah.
Some people just can't meet their partner where they're at. You can want the best for them, but at what point do you stop being a partner and you start being a parent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here's the thing. I don't know if it's like there's a lot of women out there that want to fix men. They want to fix them and they get some
But fix what? Fix their shortcomings?
What they view fix as their shortcomings.
Thank you. Okay. That's what I was going to get to.
Yeah. It's crazy. We've talked about this. There are women out there that will stay in a relationship or want a relationship because, I know that one day they'll see, they're just going to fall so madly in love with me that their boundaries and their standards are just going to change for me. You know, first of all, you don't want that. Okay. First of all, you don't want that. Secondly, you're who do you think you are? That's almost a trophy mentality. I'm that good that I'm worth your changing for. And I'm worth you fixing yourself for. It's bullshit. Stop trying to, listen, that's a lack mindset as well. There's more out there. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's more out there. Stop fixating. Go out there, meet people. Yeah, it's hard and scary. That's not why it's what we're talking about today. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm with you. I'm with you in this, okay? It's hard and scary, but if you're wanting a partner, you have to try. And don't fixate on just that one unless they are showing, unless they're showing you like, hey, I actually really am interested in you. Don't play games. Don't play games.
So I want to go back to something Delp said. He says, so I'm beyond caring foremost about looks, but it catches my eye and my attention. It's all about of time. I have trouble prioritizing who gets my time, and attractive just short circuits my brain, and someone moves to the front of the line. So basically saying that the attractiveness will move someone in his periphery a little bit more closer to his life and gravitate closer. He says, I have no idea how to work around that. It's not that I'm trying to think of this person. I'm not attracted to this person. Therefore, I should consider asking them out.
Listen, attractiveness is part of a relationship. I mean, we sit there, women complain that men don't like them because they look a certain way, and how dare they? Like, just, it's part of it. You have to be attracted to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, simple as that. And it is going to put someone in the forefront of who you are. Here's my thing. I don't think women should be upset when a man looks at another woman.
Let's not start that.
You don't want to start that one? I don't care.
That's delicious.
Look, don't touch. Look, don't touch.
So Delp says you're right. Every relationship will be different. You also won't be able to correct the mistakes of your past relationship with a new one. New relationships equal new challenges, and maybe that's the wasted resources. Potentially. Tranquilo says some people want credit to change somebody for their own selfish gain. I put you up. We saw a content creator about this the other day where these two hood boogers were talking about, I built up this man's illegal businesses and he left me and he was trash.
Those women were those women, speaking of trash, I'm sorry, that I built up.
Homegirl Lily went on air and said, I funded my ex's drug ring, and then she stabbed him.
Yeah, she stabbed him. She literally stabbed him. This is not just a... Damn, she literally stabbed him. Y'all be careful with those people. to me, they're obvious, but I don't know.
Topher says, nothing wrong window shopping. You just don't buy.
Exactly. We had this... I mean, listen, I look all the time. I don't hide it. I do not hide it. Not at all. I didn't with my ex-husband either. I'm like, yeah. With men and women. And even though I'm not interested in women, I look.
Equal opportunity butt searcher, like you said yesterday.
Yes.
Butt looker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, the whole reason, this is interesting. The whole reason I look at women is because little insecure Sarah used to look at an attractive woman and feel insecure and inferior. I didn't find worth in myself, and I didn't like it. I didn't feel like competing. I don't want to be sad and feel like I'm less than and competing with another woman. So me, this is like 15, 16 year old Sarah decided, you know what? Instead of looking at a woman being threatened by her, what makes me feel threatened by her? Oh, she has nice eyes. Well, why don't we just appreciate her eyes? Or why don't you appreciate her butt? Or why don't you appreciate her build or her shoulders or her hair or whatever? And so that was the shift I made very young. So yeah, I'll look at a woman. I'll look at a woman with my partner and be like, yeah, she's hot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or really? That's what you're into? I don't know. Not my type kind of thing.
You pulled that on me.
Yeah.
I pointed out a woman and you say, really? I said, okay. We agree to disagree. And pointed out dudes where I'm, really?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
We have different tastes in people sometimes.
Well, besides the fact that we have different tastes, you know, in terms of
genders, yeah.
But in terms of what we find attractive in general, oh, they're cute or they're attractive. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. That's that's the fun stuff. It's variety is the spice of life kind of thing. But when it gets to the level of, of are you sure? Are you drunk? Like, are you positive? Have you had too many buzz balls tonight, Sarah? Taking their mask off, all star.
Thirsty today, Sarah. You thirsty? You just thirsty?
Oh yeah, no. Okay, so I'm not gonna give specifics. But Sarah texted me when we were at Free Play Fort Worth while she was working at Richardson the other day, and she made some thirsty ass commentary that she texted me, and I'm laughing because she goes, I don't know what it is. It must be because I want some, because I don't even like this in this person. Why am I even commenting about this? And I'm literally laughing so hard that my stomach hurt.
Oh my God. I was just thirsty.
Delp says, I don't want someone with me that's going to lie and say Jason Momoa is not hot. He's hella hot.
Yeah.
I want to have confidence that the attribute of attractiveness of other men means nothing to our relationship.
Exactly. I agree with that. Where I had a problem in previous relationships, it was when you took it further of like, oh, let me try to invite them over or get their phone number. I'm like, yo, that part's intimate to me. That's the part where like... I mean, we can go, what does Mike B, not who is Mike B, but Blongram say? He's everyone's favorite website.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yes, everyone's favorite website where there are some sexual content.
Yes.
None of that bothered me in previous relationships. What bothered me would be trying to seek out the performer. And find them on Instagram and start messaging them. That's I was like, yeah, that's kind of a problem.
Wait a minute. For context, mm-hmm. It wasn't Blomgren that did this. It was someone.
No. I've never dated Blomgren. That's how he describes. I don't think we can say that word because we're on Facebook. Fine. So, yeah, everyone's favorite website that has some
P-Hub.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Hub. But no, but what you, I remember you telling me that a certain someone, not Blomgren obviously, actually found this porn star, adult actress, and DM'd them on their IG account.
Yeah.
Shooting their shot, 2020.
While, in a relationship with me. Yeah. So that's one thing to look. There's definitely a line, and I think that needs to be determined within each couple. Because some couples, it doesn't bother. But, like, monogamy is important to me. You know?
Delph says, might be secrets revealed. No, no, no.
No. Oh, man. Nope. All I know about Mike B is he likes Fruit Loops, and it's my favorite. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah, Fruit Loops. Okay, so yeah, that's violating boundaries. Sarah trying to hook up with them because they are attractive while with others. So yeah, if people, obviously that is a boundary, i.e. cheating.
Yep. i.e. cheating. Yep. And that needs to be communicated with each couple, because every couple is going to have their boundaries. So communication is important. So, yeah.
Anything else you want to get off your chest?
No, there was something else, but we've already hit our time.
I got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
You got a couple minutes? I do have something I want to get off my chest. Okay. I don't know why I grabbed this book. Like, it's a Bible and I'm going to throw it at you, but listen here. Ladies. Just because you're ladies, it doesn't mean you have extra privileges. I am an equal opportunist. Everyone's equal in my eyes. I don't think anyone is superior than others. Just because you're female doesn't mean you can be touching up on men. Oh. And when they ask you to stop, you don't have to. Okay? Can I make that clear? Can I make that very clear? Just because you are female does not mean a male likes it. Just because you are female does not mean you are more privileged than a male. It shouldn't be, at least. I'm not saying that's not. I mean, I had this conversation at the bar the other day about bar flair, and I'm like, listen, the only flair I need is to be a female, and it's true. It honestly is. I'm going to get more tips because I'm female than a male. You mean have to do more tricks, I don't know. But just because you are female does not mean you don't listen to boundaries and respect them. I can't tell you how many men have come up to me and are feeling uncomfortable around a woman, and they don't know how to handle it because they feel like they can't say anything. And that's not okay. It is not okay for our men to not feel safe. Everyone needs to feel safe. Men, women, men, you too. Like, and this does happen a lot with men to females. Like, someone says, stop.
Literally, stop. If a person tells you, stop doing it, stop doing it.
Stop doing it. That is a boundary being made. Stop trying to break down boundaries and barriers. I know some people get a rise out of that, but no, that's scary. That's unhealthy. Don't do it.
So what do you say when you've seen women obviously making men really uncomfortable in certain situations, and their response is, oh, it's okay, he likes it.
Listen here, trophy mentality. Why do you assume if he said he doesn't like it, he doesn't like it? Listen, you want to know if he really likes it? If he says stop, then stop. And then if he's like, well, I didn't actually want you to stop, that's how you know he liked it. And then you can continue on with your behavior. Don't make the assumption that because you are female that they want to be touched by you. Ooh, don't do that. That's not okay for anyone. You make a lot of men uncomfortable that way.
That reminds me of a story that happened to me many, many years ago. This is right before I started. This is when I just had started dating my ex-wife. I was at a bar in New York, and I was meeting with friends, and I met this random woman that was with the other group, and instead of shaking my hand, she put her hand on my chest and started feeling up on my chest.
Hi.
Yeah, no, that's what it was. Yeah. It was the lean in, like, move. Oh, how are you? And then she just started feeling around the pecosauruses. And to be quite honest, no. So obviously I was taken aback, but I was like, well, I don't know you like that. You know, nice to meet you, but you ain't in this vicinity.
But men, feel free to say that too. Please, stick up. You should go ahead, sorry.
But what I did in turn was the minute my ex-wife showed up, I was honest. I said, listen, if anyone tells you anything, that girl right there, she had her hands all over me.
Not me.
I didn't do nothing. And I used to make that as a joke where, look at my hands, nothing, not doing anything. But that's happened. And when it's happened to me other times, when I reject it, the response is, what are you, gay?
Oh, God. Stop it. Just. That's a manipulative control BS. Listen, it's not, men are at more risk right now, guys. Men are at more risk with, they have to keep their hands up. And if you're touching them and they're saying stop, you have to stop. Because if anyone sees it the wrong way, they can end up in prison. It is scary out there. You gotta stop. That's not fair.
Delp says, I'll make a barrier for myself for an overly amorous person, right or wrong. I feel physically safe pre-COVID, obviously, and it's really uncomfortable. And then he clarifies. He says, I mean in group settings where the person is just clutching at everyone and I'm sparing other guys that I care about.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well put. And yes, Delp, Topher. There's too many Chris's in this room. Topher is everybody's bouncer. This is true.
Damien's my bouncer.
Literally, bounce people away from you. So yeah,
I'm happy to be behind the bar now. On the other side, that's my safety. There's a show out there, New Girl, and Nick, one of my favorite characters, is a bartender, and he doesn't leave behind the bar because he does. Every time I leave behind the bar, something bad happens. Yep, I feel it. So yeah. Please respect one another. Respect their boundaries. Just show some respect. Realize it is scary out there. Yeah. Have respect for other humans.
Sometimes I think you're asking too much, homie, to be quite
apparently
honest.
I am. That's all I ask for.
You're asking a lot.
I get power pictures. Like, show that respect. I love that term. I'm using that forever now. Eiffel Tower pictures. Yeah, it's great.
I used to say Leaning Tower of Pisa, but yeah, that works just as fine.
You know, sometimes that's accurate, so.
Nope, that's a different show for another day. That's after 9 p.m. But anything else?
That's it, cool. Guys. Hey, I do have something real quick. Please. I know a lot of you guys are on here from Facebook, but hop on YouTube. Like, subscribe, turn on notifications, all that stuff, because we want to start doing more with YouTube than Facebook. We have a little bit more freedom with YouTube. There's more that we can do there, so we're trying to push more people that way. So if you could,
or to Twitch, or on to Twitch. Twitch.
Can we do that with Twitch too? All the things.
Damon G Show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Or Twitch. I literally watch one group on Twitch, and that would be the Free Play Mike B News. That's all I use it for.
That's a good reason to use Twitch as any. But again, everybody, thank you for joining us. This was an impromptu episode. We didn't have any plans to do it, but we just kind of got up feisty. Twitch, yes, we will be using Twitch, Delp, as well as Topher. We will use Twitch. Link in the chat, please. Okay, so I will put the link.
Yeah. Because I don't know how to Sarah, do it.
Well, yes, because Sarah tells me that I overestimate her her technological savvy.
Oh, you do. 100% you do. Listen, you know what my favorite game is at Free Play? Qbert. You know how simple that is?
You're going to say Bishi Bashi.
Oh, I do love that game. Aw. I want to play. I need to go over Free Play. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, so twitch.tv/DamonGShow, as well as on YouTube, look up The Damon G Show, subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff. And yes, Hargrove, we need to start our drinking stream where we essentially just rate the booze we're drinking.
Oh, do it. Tequila. Can I join in on tequila nights? That's all I want.
Okay, fine. You can join on tequila nights. But that's where you can find the show. Find us at Demon's Advocate on Instagram, The Damon G Show on all your social media platforms. And remember, folks, if the law requires it, wear a mask. Don't be that person that gets punched in the face because you want to be free. Talking about your freedoms.
Just wash your ass. Wash your legs. Wash your goddamn legs. Wash your legs.
Where is that coming from?
Yesterday.
Because Dio said that there's a weird thing about men not wanting to wash their legs because since women usually don't see them, they don't need to wash them.
Wash your legs. Just wash. Use soap.
Use soap.
Not water.
Be well, be safe, and we'll catch you next time.